Alrighty, let's head off to Bullokeshire now and welcome Anthony Judd, the CEO, to the show as usual. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Had a good old chat to the mayor last week. He seems like a very nice bloke.
He is, yeah. He's community through and through. Does a ton of volunteering work. And so second term councillor, this is his first go as mayor. And I must say, his first few weeks at it, he's doing a stellar job.
Fantastic. You know, one of the things we need to be careful of is the fact that I think there is this sense of relaxation of everything and that the worst is over, but COVID-safe planning sessions continue across the Shire, which we still need to be very aware of.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I think with a lot of community sports coming back on and some businesses that had been closed are opening again, and that requirement that everyone needs to have a COVID-safe plan now, all businesses and even community groups. So one of the things we've been doing with our community team is holding sessions for community groups and businesses to come in, and we can help them, you know, write up and develop their COVID-safe plan. So we've held them in five towns. It's been really successful. Of course, many businesses and community groups were, you know, already all over theirs and already had them in, which was great to see. But there were a few that really, yeah, were looking for our support. So we've been able to help some of those groups, and now they're sort of at least compliant, which is one thing, but also hoping that they now have an increased safety about the way they operate. So community groups has probably been the main focus, and that's been really good. So we've got one session this week as well in Nullarbor. So hit up our socials to find out a bit more about that. But yeah, it's a really good initiative.
Good stuff. Now the annual report now available as well.
Yeah, look, sometimes annual reports can be quite dry, I feel, but you know, ours is really good. I mean, I think, you know, the marvellous Travis Fitzgibbon, who sort of pulled this together, has highlighted really what has been a pretty significant 12 months for the community and the organisation, and despite all the things that have happened with pandemic, and we've been able to achieve a whole lot of work and a whole lot of good for the community, and it's really satisfying, I think, to sit back and have a good look at it. Of course, it's got all the financial information as well, which does make for good reading for Bullock ratepayers. But certainly the achievements at the front end of the document highlight sort of some of the really major projects that we've done, some of the important things we've done to support the community. But also, if reading that is a bit full on, we do have a highlight video that we have put up on our social media as well. So that 3-minute video might be a bit more palatable to some of you listeners. So but it's been a really, really pleasing 12 months for the community, for our councillors who have been able to achieve against their council plan, and obviously staff who really, really enjoyed delivering it.
Yeah. No, so that's great news. If you're having trouble sleeping, just log on, watch the 3-minute video, and you'll be sorted. No problem.
Oh, come on. It's pretty exciting, Robbo.
Okay, whatever floats your boat. Hey, the Birchip Netball Courts upgrade contract awarded too.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one. So we've been working on this for a while. We've had a few goes at the Birchip Netball Courts over the years and a couple of failed goes. It seems to be on some shaky ground, I guess. So we're over the last sort of 10 years, there's been a couple of sort of half goes at doing it now. Really, really glad that we've just awarded a tender to rip it up, start again with a full new base. So that's gone to Avard Excavations out of Bendigo. So again, it's really great to get regional contractors doing this work. Two new netball courts at the Community Leisure Centre in Birchip. And winter sports is really sort of getting set up to go. We've just sort of reseeded all the football oval. And so that'll be right to go for sort of April and play on that. I think they're playing cricket on it at the moment.
Yeah.
And of course, these netball courts, we're now hitting the button and trying to get that through by April, so that everyone can enjoy those winter sports, which we're also keen to get back to. So it'll be a new look for the Birchip Watcham Bulls in 2021.
Great. And before we leave us, finally, Brightening Broadway project gathering pace.
Yeah, it is. It is. So so for anyone wanting to look at the plans, and we're about to go to tender if we haven't already. for this project, but the plans are all up at the Witcher Proof Community Resource Centre. A lot of people go there. It's where the library is as well. So I'll stop by and have a look. But we've also awarded some of the smaller elements of the contract. So electric vehicle charging point going in at Witchy Proof near the Centenary Peak. So that's a pretty important one. I think on the Calder Highway, but a key stopover point between Melbourne and Mildura, so about the halfway mark. So we think plenty of people, as you know, these electric vehicles become more and more popular, they will stop. And street murals. So Carl Tawney from St Arnett, who's done some amazing work across the region, we'll be adding to his, his gallery that is across our region now. And I think he, I don't want to give too much away, but I think it could be a train. A train going down the main street of Witcher Proof is obviously very iconic. So,
absolutely.
We're pretty excited.
Good stuff. Well, mate, thank you for all your help this year, and look forward to having you back. We'll be back the week commencing the 4th of January. So to you and yours, have a great Christmas, and thanks very much indeed, Anthony.
Yeah, to you and everyone at Gold and all your listeners, thanks for having us on, and Merry Christmas to all.
Good on you. Anthony Judd, CEO of the Bull Oak Shire.